Some people believe the worst part of driving after September in Rochester can be the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But the last few years, that has not been the biggest issue.
What is it?
Instead, it's these stupid animals. Because for some reason, that we need to figure out here, you have one of the highest chances in Monroe County than anywhere else in New York State to destroy your car, or even worse. So is it where we live?
Yeah.
Or is it how we be?
Well, I mean, the whole state's got the same problem.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Monroe County ranks second in the state of New York for animal-related crashes.
Hitting a deer.
Specifically deer.
Yeah.
This is according to AAA.
Mm.
The report, which came out in October, said that we had over 1,500 accidents just in Monroe County.
Clipping animals.
Last year, yeah. And that's actually up from the year before. We have been second in New York State every single year for the past 3 years.
Did you say 1,500?
1,500 animal accidents in Monroe County.
Pile of dead ass.
So if we break it down, 365 days a year, that's 5 animal accidents in Monroe County every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Damn.
Now, by the way, right now is the worst time for deer accidents.
They're all over the place.
Yep. September, October, November, your most likely times to hit a deer. Although, if you've grown up in Rochester... We're not breaking any news to you.
Right.
And this week specifically is even more dangerous.
Was it the big one?
Well, we set the clocks back over the weekend.
Yeah.
So we're now driving home in the dark for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that also increases your chances of blasting a deer. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if you'd like to join us. What about Monroe County is causing these high animal accident numbers?
Maybe we drive too fast or too aggressive.
Hmm. Yeah, because I know I work with a guy who just got 2 speeding tickets.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe he was jet-assing.
So I don't know.
You can make an argument for where we are.
Yeah.
And you can make an argument for who we are. Because if you make an argument for where we are, the greater Rochester area, even for New York, is pretty unique. You can go from downtown Rochester to the middle of nowhere in a matter of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people who live out near those middle of nowhere that take those routes on a regular basis.
Yeah, but can't you say that for Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany?
It takes a little bit longer.
Not that much.
Yeah,
they're not big areas.
Could it also be maybe some of our busier roads are through, you know, heavily wooded places where you'd run into this problem?
But are other cities in
the greater area in
New York not? Like, I mean, when I drive through... No, I mean, to your point, outside of the 90... When I'm in Buffalo, you're right, there's not woods on either side of me. It's traffic everywhere.
They're all fairly similar towns.
Well, but like even in the city, though, Rochester might be unique when it comes to the city. Because we have some sprawling nature areas where deer live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if you drive through Rondacoit, there isn't a point driving where you're not in the middle of woods.
Yeah. I mean, even in downtown Rochester, it's nothing to see. You're in the city. Winton neighborhood, Kimmy, over where you live.
Yeah.
There's parks over there. There's deer that walk around.
Okay.
19th Ward, the deer come over from
Genesee
Valley
Park. But why are they more comfortable here?
I don't know. I mean, bro, we get deer in our neighborhood coming from High Falls right behind us.
City deer.
Got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And outside of like a few insulated neighborhoods, there isn't really a spot in the city you can guarantee there won't be a deer running around. But you're saying that's not it. You're saying it's Rochester drivers.
It would almost have to be. You can't blame the goddamn deer.
I don't know.
We're just a stupid animal.
Like, are we not... Well trained. Well, maybe, but I think aren't you supposed to like go through the deer, like instead of trying
drive
to avoid
the deer? Well, I mean, that's
so
what
maybe.
They say.
So would that make Rochester better drivers then, because they're doing the right thing?
We take you out.
But I'm assuming that if we've been taught to drive through the deer to not cause a chain reaction accident, everyone else has been taught the same thing, right?
Like when I get up in the morning, I don't know about you. I think you and I see a lot of deer every morning where we live.
You do.
Like I creep. Because I will see at least 2 to 5 deer every morning on French Road.
Yeah, samesies.
And sometimes I'll see them on Monroe. And I told you one day I pulled into the coffee area. There was like a small herd of them in the parking lot by Whole Foods. Just like walking.
They were all pissed about the prices.
They were going to Oak Hill.
Sorry.
No, they had a feed time at 7.
No, there are 10 deer in the ditch on East River Road when I turn on
my neighbor. Just hanging.
Every morning they look right at me. Like, oh, what's this? Every morning, you idiots. Get a watch. Put it on your hoof. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Monroe County is second in New York State for animal hit car accidents. Last year, we had 1,500, which breaks down to about 5 every single day. We're trying to figure out what about this area makes it so likely for drivers to hit deer. I mean, can you make the argument that when you grow up in a place like Rochester, there's a weird false sense of security driving the same roads over and over again, right? Like, that could lead to a lack of caution. Maybe somewhere else that has more traffic would bring.
I mean, unless there's more deer settled here than other areas.
But why would that be?
I don't know. But that's the only thing. There's more of a deer population in, like, Monroe County than other counties that have cities.
Do we lead New York State in hunters with a lazy eye?
Oh.
Not able to control the deer population.
Okay. We keep missing.
No, you bring up an interesting question. Would there be more deer?
Like more suburban deer.
Suburban deer? There's also city deer.
City deer, suburban deer.
They're bussing in deer from the suburbs into the city.
I thought they wanted to stop that.
Only in Boston.
Do we have more like marshy areas near busy roads? Because if you think about like the parkway, like you drive the parkway and you see dead deer all over the place.
Do deer like marshy areas? We're so
stupid. Well, they want water. Yeah. They want a water source, like Aranaque Bay, right?
Yeah, no, I see the deer swimming out there all the time.
Yeah, but they go down there and drink the water.
They got their bathing suits on.
Why would they need a bathing suit?
I don't know.
What are they covering up? I've already seen their ass.
You can't see. I've never seen a deer's penis. Not that I've looked. But like other animals, you get to see their genitals.
Why would
like,
you see their penis?
No, I'm saying like there are other animals, you see their genitals hanging from like a...
So one thing about deer, they're the least hung of the hooved animals.
No kidding.
Well, horse is number one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can see
and it
a horse's
goes,
penis.
Yeah, it goes way down. Yeah, to your point, you never see it. You never see deer balls. Right?
No, I've never seen a pair
even
of deer
Rudolph.
Balls.
You didn't see his balls.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Well, yeah, that was the only thing to lighten up on him. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Monroe County. You is the second leading animal strike county in New York State. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, I blame it all on liberals. Now, hear me out, okay?
Oh, hold on, let's buckle up, everybody. I can't wait for this. Here we go.
Liberals raise little tulips and pansies for boys. They don't grow up to be men that like to shoot guns, to be deer hunters to thin the herd.
Mm.
It's all on liberalism. Thank you, guys.
Sorry, I thought this was America.
Yeah, we had to hit him with the political alarm there. So we have too many deer because conservative people hunt.
But we have a lot of hunters.
No, not according to Tom.
Not enough hunters?
No. It's a weird argument.
Bent over backwards for that one.
Okay, well, no. Right. Hey, I'm not going to tell someone they're wrong, even though it's a pretty stupid argument.
Happy Election Day, everybody.
Yeah, seriously, I cannot wait to be done with all of this. How much does construction have something to do with this?
What do you mean?
Well,
like going into their habitat, and so then they're forced to move around?
Bingo. Like most towns outside of the greater Rochester area, your Henriettas, your Penfields, your Mendons, your Chilis, right on the edge, are slammed with new housing tracts. And that deer, that land, that's been wide open for deer
for years.
Somebody
did bring that up. Like it could be the expansion of building housing and stuff like that. It's pushing the deer and other animals out of their normal spot that they had settled in.
Squeezing a little guy out.
But I would think that's also happening in places like Buffalo and Syracuse, too. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay, so I can only, this is purely anecdotal, right? Only something I've seen. But like, I live in Henrietta, and my neighborhood where I drive out is completely transformed in the 12 years I've lived there.
Right.
It was all open land. Now it is nothing but housing tracks. And I have seen way more deer the last couple of years than I've ever seen.
All right, so they're roaming. They're moving.
It's got to be it. I mean, you push
them.
And
they're looking for food. They're looking for water.
And they got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess why not the middle of the road, you idiots? How have they not? Look, man, I don't know much about science, but how have you not evolved to a point where when you see a speeding hunk of metal coming at you, you tell your kid to get the hell out of the way?
Because when it comes to deer intelligence, I think they peaked in the 40s.
Why is that? Why the 40s?
And I'm talking the 1840s.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
They're just a stupid animal.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, I think it's the river. They travel east and west. They can't get across the river. So they start heading up the river. And they end up in a city.
Is that what it is?
All right.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
It's just my theory.
Okay. Do deer not swim?
I don't know.
Well, Jay, that would blow up your theory.
I've never seen one swimming.
Well, I've also not followed a deer.
No, but I've seen like bears swimming.
When have you ever in real life seen a bear swim?
They found them in the Finger Lakes a couple of times. They had them big ass deer.
I have seen deer.
I mean,
bears swim on like in those nature shows.
Yeah, but I've never seen deer in the water.
They got big paws. Deer just got little tiny hooves.
Right. Yeah, because you always see them like drinking the water. You never see them in the water.
Hmm. One of my favorite classic rock songs, by the way.
What's that?
Deer in the Water.
Deer in the water. They can't swim.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy.
So I did Google this. It says, yes, deer are strong swimmers.
You're an idiot.
And can swim, and can swim up to 15 miles per hour in the water.
Probably faster than bear.
Well, that's why you can't see them. They're so fast.
Poor Jay, because I liked his theory. It was a fun, well-thought-out theory. Yeah. If he simply would have Googled, do deer swim? Maybe it's hard for him to fight the current because they got the pointies, not the pawsies.
The pointies, not the pawsies.
Well, I'm trying to bring everybody along. Like, paws on bear.
Oh, you know, the hoo.
You can get through, right? Yeah. Can you fight a current with sharp little toes?
No.
Probably
can't.
Not.
No.
Kimmy's going to Google that and say, actually, the sharp toes helped him swim
faster. Okay, they cut through the water.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, now we got a whole bunch. Instagram is loaded up
with
people
effects.
With deer theories.
All right.
Jacob writes, a city deer are extremely stupid compared to more rural areas.
Why are they stupid?
I don't know.
Okay. That didn't make any sense.
Well, maybe the idea is...
I mean, I always say they're smarter because they find more food in the city than they do out in the woods.
Shelly's got a theory.
Oh, Shelly.
Shelly says there's less land to hunt because people are putting no trespassing sign up on acres and acres of land, not as many being harvested because nobody is allowed to hunt anymore.
But hunting's big in this area.
No, I understand, but I mean, it's
Who's
big.
Who's all these gun stores selling to then?
I don't know. What.
Well, I will say, like, a lot of people I know that are big hunters...
Is that a serious question? I'm sorry. Is that a serious question right now?
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people I know that are big hunters, like they do go far away. Like they'll go like for the weekend somewhere like in the southern tier to but hunt. I don't know how often they are hunting like up this way. I'm not sure.
But you can't hunt too close to this area because it's full of people. You'd have to go out where it's kind of sparse.
But maybe to Shelly's point, if we're expanding out further, that's less place
okay,
you can
push them out.
Hunt
right, okay.
Because there's people around.
All right,
right,
so we're getting more deer just hanging now.
All right, look, the bottom line
and
is.
And they know they're safe. We're got out.
Yeah.
Until
the car hits them.
Yeah. Look, bottom line is this. For whatever reason, the deer are getting hit, just watch out because they are everywhere right now. Be careful this morning. We're looking out for
it's expensive.
That, too.
It is. It's totally your car.
I agree with you. Dynamite drop in, Tommy.
That's Sebastian guy. He's